When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Let's get Jenna some help. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, something happened the other day when I was working out and I wanted your take.
Mm-hmm.
So I was throwing myself at the climbing wall on my 7th circuit, pretty tired, LOL. And out of nowhere, I felt hands on my butt helping me over the wall.
Aww.
And a male voice saying, I thought you could use a hand.
Well, that's aggressive.
Then in the creepiest voice I heard, boy, oh boy, my brother's a lucky man.
Oh.
Ew. I turned around. It was my boyfriend's older brother, who I only met one time briefly over the holidays.
Oh, gosh.
The whole thing just kind of made me feel weird and uncomfortable. Uh-huh. I don't want to start drama. I know my boyfriend looks up to and idolizes his older brother. But do I need to tell my boyfriend about what happened, or could this all just be kind of a misunderstanding?
Mm.
My best friend thinks I definitely need to say something. My sister says I should just let it go, move on. What do you guys think?
Ha, huh, that's awkward.
I know.
Man, you must have made yourself like one of the family in the time where you've been dating your boyfriend, that his brother must just be... Okay. All right. I mean, it's
very presumptuous
of
him.
Yes.
Very presumptuous to just be like, you know, just without even asking, like, hey, do you need some help?
Yeah. I don't think I would have immediately, it doesn't matter how long, like, you know, I have two brothers-in-law and they have wives. I don't care how long I've been around them. I don't think I would immediately go towards putting my hands on their butt to help them over a wall without either asking them or just, that sounds wrong too. Like I would,
After
I asked them, I would probably go towards their leg or their foot or
their
try
foot.
Something like
yes,
that.
Give them is, you know, a little platform for their foot and then push.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. This is really, really odd. But again, like she said, she's met him once over the holidays.
Yeah, that's weird.
And yeah, that can cause like a major issue between the brothers. I don't know. I'm just wondering, how often is she going to find herself around this brother?
That she would need. So you're maybe leaning towards not
let it go because
telling?
You're not going to be around him a lot. I don't know.
Okay.
And then maybe if something else happens, then we say something.
Yeah, you think you never want to be necessarily the drama that drives a wedge, because I'm sure she's thinking worst case scenario, she rips their entire family apart.
Right. Yeah. If it gets real bad. And, you know, and again, I don't know how long she's been dating her boyfriend, but if she just met the brother over the holidays briefly, then I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, not a super established relationship. So I tend to lean towards let it go. But if, you know, you have to be around him again, and if something else kind of awkward or flirty happens, then we mention it.
I tend to lean towards mentioning it to your boyfriend.
Really?
So we're a little bit on different sides with this.
I hate confrontation.
All right, 502-571-9970. This is where we need your help. Kelly and I are no help. We'd love to hear your take on it, especially if you've dealt with, like, brother drama or, you know, brothers coveting the same woman sort of thing. 502-571-9970. All right, group therapy. So Jenna was at the gym. She felt a couple hands on her tush helping her during her 7th circuit of doing the climbing wall, and turns around and realizes it's her boyfriend's older brother. And
right, and she was obviously kind of like taken aback, because that's kind of a personal place to be touched without being asked.
Not only that, but he said, boy, oh boy, my brother's a lucky man.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, that comment doesn't make it any better.
Yeah.
Really creeped her out. So she's just wondering, do I mention this? But I don't want to like cause a bunch of drama in the family.
Yeah. So Kelly was kind of like, well, you know, if it happens again, maybe, but not initially, right?
Did I get that right? I was just wondering, like, how often is she going to be around the brother, because she just met him for the first time briefly over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how long she's been with her boyfriend, or if, you know, again, she's going to be seeing the brother on a regular basis. They're at the, they just happen to be at the same gym. Mm-hmm. Is that new? Did he find out?
Like, yeah.
Once he met her where she works out and now he's showing up there.
Yeah.
To get to know her. I don't know.
Yeah, I know that, that, and I said, hey, look, I, and this is where we kind of differed. I was like, well, maybe we need to mention it to the brother, right now. We did get a text from, Lacey who said, look, very awkward. I wouldn't say anything unless it's continued. If it happened again or gave creepy vibes, then I'd say something to my boyfriend. So she's kind of on your side with that. Lisa.
I think it's on the way she tells him. I do think it needs to be mentioned, but maybe not in a serious way, mm-hmm. but possibly just a casual, not, I'm not worried. I just wanted to let you know I seen your brother and he did this and just, hey, is he normally like that or what?
Yeah, maybe say it in the joking way, like, oh, yeah, I ran into your brother, crazy thing. He's like, he kind of gave me a shove on my butt, like, over the wall. He thought I was struggling and everything. That was really nice, but.
That was really nice. All right. All right, well, cool. Lisa, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good one. Hi, Candace.
So, I have a weird question. Like, what? Nobody else said this, but why was he at her gym? That's creepy. And the second one is, if she lets this go, like, he's going to think it's an entrance way for him to, like, be creepy all the time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think she needs to nip it in the bud.
I tend to agree with you, Candace. Like, I think she needs to mention something to her boyfriend about this. And I know that her boyfriend idolizes her brother, or his brother, but I think there are ways to say it that maybe doesn't, I don't know.
Let's give her the words. What does she say? Like, does she kind of come at it?
I think she needs to tell him, like, hey, I was at the gym. I ran into your brother. You know, he might have been trying to help me out, but I didn't like it. Maybe can you just, you know, just tell him, like, I just don't like guys touching me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I don't like guys that I barely know touching my butt. All right.
I feel like you're the only one that's supposed to do that.
All right.
Yeah. And just say, like, I just have a problem with it.
Sure.
And kind of put it back on her at the same point. But, like, mm-hmm. you know, this way he could say, hey, she's really uncomfortable, not with just you. You know, she just doesn't want just anybody, you know, unless we're in a committed relationship.
Hands off.
No touchy.
Right. Candace, thank you. Hey, Andrew the Love Doctor, what's your take on this?
Well, tell him. Yes, absolutely tell him. And here's why you want to tell him. Because if it happens again, and he finds out that it happened prior, and you didn't tell him, it's going to be a problem. Mm. Absolutely. Tell him. He talks to the brother. Say, hey, I wasn't comfortable with it. However it made her feel, she just has to communicate that to him, just so there's nothing moving forward that weirds her out about it. Okay, Kelly was right to begin with. Yeah, you've got to say something to me.
No, Andrew the Love Doctor, Kelly was not right to begin with. It was me that was right to begin with.
Okay, if that was what you said. Like,
I'm just afraid of the confrontation. Like, if they're in a new relationship, don't want to split up the brothers. But
doesn't
weird.
Matter.
Like, if we're going to have to be around the brother, maybe we mention it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, okay. Then you, all right, Ben, you were right.
Thank
I love
you.
It. You're great.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank
but listen,
you.
Listen, it doesn't matter how new the relationship is. You have to tell him because it was wrong. If he'd asked first and said, hey, can I help you up? Something like that. Yes. But he startled her.
Yeah.
Touched her someplace that nobody should be touching her.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just mention it. He can mention it to his brother. It might not. He might go, oh, my God, I didn't realize I offended her. I might apologize.
Right.
But say they're at a function, another Christmas party or say whatever, and he does something again and she didn't tell him about this. He's going to be pissed.
Bigger problems, right. Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, man.
Keep on loving.
You're just upset that Andrew has to side with me. And
that's really what it comes down to. You're
you.
Just, you're concerned about whether it's really coming down to, does Andrew the Love Doctor side on Team Ben or Team Kelly?
Well, he's
Ben today.
He's always on your side.
He is.
100%.
That does give me some validation.
All right, so I think...
The majority of people are Team Ben on this one, but, you know,
yes.
Elizabeth is saying it's a tricky situation. You know, on one hand, letting it go, giving him the benefit of the doubt of that at this point could be beneficial. On the other hand, if it were a stranger, I'd be saying, go report him for sexual harassment at the gym.
Mm.
So taking the relationship out of the picture, she was touched by someone inappropriately without her consent. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Whether or not this causes drama, her personal boundaries, her personal space was violated. But if she doesn't address it now, things could get worse. Or it could just be a one-off and she never sees him in the gym again. She's fine to just let it go.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jenna, I think you've got a lot to work with here. Good luck. Hopefully this doesn't turn into something that's overly crazy and you're able to nip it in the bud and everything's good.
Right, doesn't cause a major rift between the brothers, but maybe, coming at it with kind of a, hey, so this is kind of a weird thing that happened at the gym the other day. It's just kind of come at it like that. I'm so awkward. This is why I don't. I hate conversation. I can't say it. I can't say it right.
All right. So there you are. If you wanted to call in, you wanted to mention something, you weren't able to, you can always up on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. That's Group Therapy.